Well, Joe Rock, you've been the designated official to tell me more about today. 21st anniversary of the Great Laxey Mine Railway restoration, isn't it?
Yeah, 2004, in the end of actually September, we've chosen this just to be a bit more family friendly, a bit better weather, and they reopened the line in 2004, so we're just having a bit of a coming of age celebration.
I know it was, some people I mentioned it to before, you know, 21st, and they said, oh, it looks older than that, but of course it was dormant for many years. When does it date back to originally?
It's also the 201st year that there's been a railway on the site. Originally it was horse-drawn, and it's been built upon by that. And then in 1877, we got our two steam locos, and they ran up until about 1930, at which point the mine closed, and then we believe they were scrapped. There's the old wives' tale that they might have snuck off on a boat and disappeared somewhere, but we've never managed to find out if they have or where they were. And again, like I say, in 2004, they completed the work and had two replicas built.
Yeah, it's incredible, though. It just shows the railway enthusiast that's still about around, not just the Isle of Man, but around the world, who are willing to get stuck in, volunteers as well, to replicate something like over 200 years ago. Wow.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's not a unique thing to the Isle of Man, but, I mean, we are a bit of a narrow gauge mecca of sorts. We've probably got the largest collection of narrow gauge irregularities, I'll say, all very unique railways, and it does draw people from all over the world. We get visitors from all over. We've got a tour group from Germany in this afternoon.
Really?
Yeah.
But when you talk about narrow gauge, obviously that's the width that the tracks are apart, and why was the differences between all the different widths, and was it the train sizes or where they could get to?
We believe ours at 19 inches dates just because that's what the horse drawn was, so they went, well, we've got a railway, we'll make the engines to fit, because 19 inches is very, very peculiar. Certainly the only one in the British Isles that we know of.
Is it?
Yeah, possibly one out in the Americas.
So it was designed that way to adapt from the horse-drawn into steam originally, and then electric?
And again, the steam locos were built to fit the tunnels that were already there. That's why they're so small. I mean, fast forward to where we are now, the replicas obviously still had to fit. The carriages we've had to have made to fit the tunnel. And fortunately, the battery loco that we've got, which is actually the oldest loco we've got, it was an ex-mining loco, tunnelling loco, so it's just been re-gauged to suit us.
Right, and you said they're narrow and that they go through the tunnel here, which is just behind us, but did they go into the mine?
Yeah, the steam locos back in the day went underground, I believe as far as Dumbbell Shaft. They were there to pull out the waste stone and the ore to bring it down to the washing floors for processing.
Right, well, there's one, we've heard the whistle just heading past us now in reverse with our driver. What's the name of this loco?
This one's B. We've got a sister loco called
C?
Ant.
C? No.
No. Ant and B, I mean, we get the old Ant and Jack joke very regularly, and we've started fining people for that one. And then we've got Wasp, which is the battery loco, just to try and keep him with the busy little insects theme.
Yeah, but going into the mines, I mean, when you think back 200 years when this was happening, it must have been an absolute revelation when it first happened, instead of, you know, having the horses and leading them, walking up with the horses to do it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, from what I understand, when the horses were pulling them out, it was one wagon at a time. Once the steam locos came, they were pulling them out six at a time.
Really?
Yeah. We've got a train of six replica wagons, just to give people the idea of what they look like. And they at the peak of the mine, and they were believed they had over 200 of them.
But how, when the restoration started again in 2004, I think you said, I mean, how there wouldn't be photographs 200 years ago of the original things, was there? I mean, how did you get the sort of blueprints, so to speak, for doing it?
The track bed was a case of they tried to pick up what they believed to be the original, and we can't be totally on the same line because of things that have happened in the intervening 100 years or so, which largely on thing. The locomotives are built from pictures. There's no drawings. We've got a few pictures of the originals, and you can scale that because you know certain sizes from like newspaper reports. So they built the locos just from pictures.
Really?
Yeah.
And it just shows you the, again, we mentioned it before, the dedication of people and to study these photographs and get it sort of designed, engineering side of it as well, and to set them off running. It must have been such an achievement.
Oh yeah, I mean it's. I've been about nine when they reopened, so it was a good few years before I started getting involved, but we've still got some of the original volunteers here now. It's sort of a labour of love.
How did you get involved?
Through family. Step-uncle of mine brought me down when I was 14, and well, I've been here ever since.
Really?
Yeah.
What was the attraction? Is it the age thing of them, that the engineering back then, or just the sort of the beauty of seeing them still running?
I've always been into history, and it just flows from there. I mean, you grow up as a child, you'd be playing with your Thomas the Tank engines and stuff, and now I'll get to play with real ones.
Do you get to drive them as well?
Yeah. Do a turn the driving now and again. Have to do a bit of guarding and all. Basically do a bit of everything.
Are they tricky to drive? Obviously, you wouldn't need to steer them.
No, the actual physical driving of them is quite simple. Most things are quite simple, like driving a car. You need to know where you're going. Just because it's on rails, it doesn't mean you're not having to pay attention to what the line's like. Uphill, downhill, you don't want to be going too slow uphill. You might not get up the hill. You don't want to be going too fast down the hill because you might not stop at the bottom. You've got to learn your line. But the actual driving of an engine is fairly simple and hasn't changed since the early days.
It's Casey Jones.
Yes.
They're looking after them, the maintenance of them. I mean, will a lot of these bits wouldn't be available, I suppose, to get them. Would they have to be specially made nowadays?
Our biggest costs are things like boilers. They have to be retubed every 10 years, no matter what. And that's, I think, around about £5,000 per boiler. So that's a specialist job. Pipe fittings and all, they're obviously standard, but most of the actual mechanism that drives the engine, if you need that wears out, you've got to make it.
Simple
or have it
that.
Made, yeah.
Mm. What about the fund and all that? It seems quite expensive. What helps to keep them running?
We get a lot of help from various charitable trusts, a lot of companies, and far too many to mention now, help us out. We've just finished finished, you never stop fundraising, but to purchase new track to keep the line running and up to a good standard, and we've had really good support for that.
Yeah. But of course I've been here in the Hoptunay time with the Halloween and the ghost trains are run, and ever so popular.
Yeah, that's our big earner, really. We do all right all summer. Numbers are on the up, which is good for the island on the whole because it means tourism's coming up. But Hoptunay's our big earner. That almost makes the profit for the year. Everything else gets covered by the season, and then the profit comes from Hoptunay, which lets us reinvest and try and keep the place up to standard and improve it and get more educational stuff in as well.
Yeah, because it's something that you mentioned about the Thomas the Tank, and still kids today have little train sets,
yeah,
and still interested in the way that these things still work today.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we sell little model trains in our shop and we can't keep them on the shelves. I think, if you're brought up in an island with a lot of railways, kids are just going to naturally fall for them at some point.
Well, it's been fascinating talking to you today, and you and all your volunteers to do with the Great Laxey Mine Railway. Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.